A report by the Oireachtas Health Committee on Concussion in Sport has recommended that any player experiencing or displaying symptoms of concussion should be immediately removed from play. The report also calls for more research on sports and concussion and a more consistent approach to concussion management across all sporting clubs and schools. Dr. Barry O'Driscoll, former International Rugby Board medical advisor, quit his role several years ago because of his opposition to the way potential cases of concussion were being handled, and he's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
From what you've seen of this report, what do you think of its recommendations?
I've read through the report. I think, on the whole, they're very good. They're very solid. They're based on a lot of the knowledge that we've got, and they're based on a lot of the fact that there's an awful lot we don't know about concussion, and most of the research coming through about concussion is worrying, very worrying, and I think it's very solid.
Now, looking specifically at this recommendation for any player experiencing signs of concussion to be immediately removed from play, the recommendation also calls for a graduated return. What does that mean?
Well, the graduated return was advised by Zurich over 12 years ago, and I was the IRB's representative at this World Conference. And what it is, anybody who shows any signs goes through 6 days of gradually increasing their involvement. First of all, complete rest. This is the day after any signs or symptoms. Then maybe walking, then running, then maybe skills for their own particular game, and then bodily contact. Any sign or symptom in any of those days, they go back to the previous day. If it happens again, or if it's any significant symptom, they go straight for medical advice. It's accepted the world over. It is the standard, and they're quite right, Oireachtas, to put this in their report as a recommendation, and it must be followed consistently, I think. And when I say consistently, it would be good to see all the sports being consistent about it. And also, it's equally important that within a sport, it's consistent across that sport. So when the elite players are doing something completely different to what the guidelines strongly suggest, then this creates doubts in people's mind, and they tend not to go much further with it.
Is that a particular problem that say schoolboys or schoolgirls are looking at what happens at an elite level, and it seems so different from what might happen when they're playing sport?
Absolutely, and that's where we have got to get the consistency. They have got to be told to do what they see their outstanding idols doing as well, or else it throws doubt in their mind, and they can take chances with it. And that is not happening at the moment, but chiefly, I think, for commercial reasons, because it's professional, and there's a lot of other factors at stake. In rugby, my own particular game, which is possibly the most obvious one in our part of the world, because it's the biggest trauma game in our part of the world, and in fact, it's second only to ice hockey as far as head trauma goes. And rugby have dropped their disastrous 5-minute rule, where they took a player off showing signs and symptoms and examined him for 5 minutes. You cannot rule out concussion in 5 minutes or in an hour. It takes a lot longer because the signs and symptoms often come up much later. So if they've scrapped that, they've gone back to their original regulation. You come off and you do the 6-day return to play. That's great. Unfortunately, they've brought in a new category that nobody else in the world uses, called potential concussion. And what's happening now, what is potential concussion, Rachel? Every impact that happens in rugby is a potential concussion. So now they're able to take off the player with a suspected concussion, say, no, it's not suspected, it's potential. So we'll do the test on him. And this is confusing everybody, and it's this lack of consistency which is going to cost.
Dr. Barry O'Driscoll, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.